Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Miles, why did you say your kid's sitting on the couch naked eating a bowl of chili?
I brought up the chili. I wanted to make
like,
it awful.
I don't know. Like, I've said this before. Like, sometimes after sex, you're kind of hanging out, maybe you're sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
I just find it incredibly odd to eat naked.
I don't.
Like, shirtless, whatever. But, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if I've eaten naked. I'm trying to go through my memory. I'm sure there's a moment where I was naked, reached in the fridge, and grabbed something.
Right,
but like,
I'm not counting that.
Sit down and just F it, man. I'm comfortable.
It needs to be something decadent, like a big old, you know, ice cream sundae or something like that.
Why couldn't it just be like a grilled cheese sandwich? Why does it have to be decadent for you to eat it naked?
Because
how does that justify it better?
Well, I'm drinking coffee naked every morning.
So caviar would be better to eat naked, say, than a bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all visual.
It is.
Really?
I don't know.
Even if I got a drumstick, I'm just in the freezer, man. I got an ice cream bar.
Yeah. Naked. Or it has to be something like
totally
that.
Totally fine. But back to the chili thing that Ted was saying.
Right.
That's
I can't be
I'm
naked.
I'm eating ribs naked. No, that's
no,
weird.
I can't be naked getting down on a bowl of spaghetti or something like that.
Really?
Because that just doesn't fit. I have to be sitting there like eating grapes or something like that, like I'm an old Greek painting or something like
that. So you got to go Roman emperor on this.
Pretty much.
What about
that
thing you bought at the stadium yesterday? Everybody wanted to take
it. Oh, the ice cream
caramel
nachos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Would you eat that
ice cream
naked?
Nachos.
Ooh.
Bro, seriously. I was about to mug them for it.
Oh, my God.
Like,
oh. How was it? It was great. They were fantastic.
What is the chips?
Waffle cone.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's like waffle cone chips. And you have caramel fudge.
Yeah, you got caramel and you got fudge and you got a swirl of soft serve.
Did you even eat dinner? Did you just dive straight into that?
No, I just went straight for that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, damn. Those do look good.
Dude, they were freaking dope. They were so damn good.
Yeah, then you and your wife, it made it worse. It's like, oh, wow, baby, this is good. God, that's really good. This is so good.
So you dip some of the ice cream and then dip it in the sauce?
Whatever you want to do, man, yeah.
Because the picture I have, it's like ice cream, the waffle chips, and then the sauces.
Yeah, and I would eat that naked.
Look, the first time I saw
you
it.
You eat that naked.
I'd eat that naked.
The first
next
time baseball
I saw,
game we go to,
right.
You get that, you strip down naked.
Everybody quit looking.
Yeah. Well, the first
you're
time
making
I,
it weird.
First time I saw somebody eat sushi, I was like, man, I am in Seattle. And then I realized that is basically the trend that has followed.
Oh, at a baseball game.
Seattle is a pioneer, one of the pioneer stadiums as far as just expanding the food menu so that you can go and eat decent food at the ballpark.
With Din Tai Fung.
I'll tell you what threw me off. One of the first Mariners games I went to back in like 07 or something, I went with somebody who grew up here.
All right.
And she was like, I got to get clam strips. And I was like, what?
Ivers?
Yeah. She was like, that's what we did. We'd go to Ivers. And I was like, I have just never heard of that. But again, it's a Seattle thing. I've never heard of garlic fries.
Nope.
Like none of that stuff.
We focus a lot on making sure that the stadium is nice, not the team inside.
We went to Orioles games, me and my brother, like it was like tradition. We got an Italian sausage, or you went out to Boogs and got like a pit beef.
But you could also get a crab cake.
Yeah.
You could.
They're there, but I never really saw anybody eat them.
Because
you can get a crab cake anywhere in Baltimore.
Anywhere in Baltimore. So the idea of eating it at a stadium is kind of like,
But I back to that crab sandwich or a lobster roll. I know in San Francisco they do, out in the outfield, they have a little stand there that does crab and or lobster rolls. Jesus Christ, man. I mean, those are so good. You're talking about the sandwich.
Baseball,
it's at the T-Mobile. That There's some good food at Mobile.
Should I have done the crab place at T-Mobile?
Because that crab sandwich is pretty damn good.
Because the kids are on a mission, right? So my daughter, she wanted chicken fingers. And before we even looked at anything, chicken fingers. I'm like, frickin' of course. Thank you, Kid Valley, for having chicken fingers. Because I had to walk quite a bit, and it's getting to the point where I know I'm getting annoyed. Because I cannot find them, and I just don't feel like walking through the whole stadium. So I saw them there. Then my son wants a pizza. So one of those alcohol-only joints.
All right.
The way it was set up, you couldn't entirely see in. So me and my son, we both thought that they had pizzas back there. So I go walking into this thing with my kid, and this lady's like, what? He can't be in here. And my son's like, why not? And very indignant. She's like, it's all alcohol. He's like, oh, my bad.
Sorry.
I was like, do you have pizza? She's like, no. I'm like, look, man, we both thought, my bad. But yeah, he was irritated. Random. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello,
I'm Controller. Oh,
yeah. Jim, welcome to the program, The Random Would You Rather Question. Since we're talking about parents, might as well stick with that subject. Okay, so would you rather, Jim, call your mom or dad if the S hit the fan at any point in your life, depending on the scenario, depending on the trouble you were in, where did you typically lean if, man, you got to call one of these two people because things are probably not good to some degree. So who are you calling first? Who's your safety?
Oh, my mom.
Your mom. Is that because she would give you better advice and help?
Or because you're her son? I feel like daughters go dads, sons go moms.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm her son, the safety was always the easy way out.
So what is the worst trouble you got in where that scenario could have played out?
Oh, man, this is quite a story. When I was 16 years old, I had bought a car, and I was driving it without the proper insurance and license plates and such things, and I eluded the police at a very young age.
Eluded?
Yeah, that's what the charge was.
Okay, all right. So you did not really successfully elude them. Then if there's a charge.
No, I crashed and ended up, I woke up in the emergency room, and they asked us who I wanted them to call, and I said my mother.
Okay, you've seen this movie. You've been there.
I guarantee, if my kids get into trouble, I guarantee you my son would call mom, my daughter would call me. I mean, it's just understood because guy to guy, you have, especially like this guy that just called, right? So you eluded police and crashed the car. You're going to want to talk to your mom because your mom's going to freak out and all that. But in the end, are you okay?
Okay.
You call and tell me that you did that. Like, boy, when you get out of the hospital, I'm going to put you back in it, right? That's kind of the
feeling.
You're not wrong,
but I will say from personal experience,
yeah,
I called my dad from jail. Just because he he was just like, all right.
I do feel like
your mom would have worried.
She would have worried. She would have freaked out. Correct. Like, I knew he was pissed, but he was like, all right, I'll work on it.
You know what? You're right. If my son went to jail,
we'll deal with this later.
He would call me because it's just like, I'm not even going to ask, but I'm going to pick your ass
my,
up.
My daughters, if the question was somewhat sexually based, whether that was a problem with the private areas
or any of
that
stuff,
that's going straight to mom.
Strictly.
So any of that stuff I never would hear about. You know, that would be completely their own conversation that I would not be involved in. However, if it was on a different level, I think they would call me based on the fact that they know I'd be like, you jackass. But knowing that I probably have done worse.
Right. If something's broken.
Go to the parents.
So, yes, exactly. Like, this guy, he can't really give me too much crap. Because I have a pretty good idea he's done a lot worse than mom.
If you need support, you go to mom. If something's broken and need fixing or you effed up, you go to dad.
Okay. You know what? You're right. Text pretty much sums it up. Says, if I was sick, I'd call my mom. Because my dad's response 100% of the time is, you're fine.
Yeah.
For anything else, get in trouble, crash, car, etc.
Okay.
Call dad.
2 weeks away from Father's Day, that's why we're asking if you call your mom or dad if he has hit the fan. And when many kids will take to social media to pay tribute to their father for their mentorship, some may also thank them for their advice. All right. So in a new poll, 70% of people...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who grew up with a father, 70% of all people right. Who grew up with a father in their lives said their dad is one of the greatest mentors in their life. One of them.
Sure.
Okay. 17%, just 17% said their dad is the person they go to the most when they need advice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a low number. 25% said their father is a person they would call in a stressful situation if they needed support.
Sure.
Again, one in four. In fact, 30% said they've called their dads for help in the last week. So whatever that is, I
think if you need a particularly emotional response or a whole lot of support, I feel like you go to mom. Because dads, like, and not that we're trying to be this way, but just as a guy, you make things very black and white, even if they're not. Like, these are your choices. Yeah. Make one.
Well, and I think, too, like, the reason that number, I would think, is low is, like, at a certain age, you start to look to your peers or somebody in your industry.
Yep.
Or even, correct, like, correct. Even, you know what I mean? You look for other people to ask advice as opposed to calling your father.
They also say dads are the ones that just do things without mentioning anything. For an example, most kids said their dad just bought them deodorant and sat them out in their bathroom. Didn't say anything.
No, I don't need
to. Just said, like, look, I think this says it all. It's his time now. You need to start wearing deodorant.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
And dad will tell you straight up, you stink, kid.
Masters of subtlety.
Yes, where your mom be like, your son's starting to stink. Dad's going like, oh, he reeks.
Oh, my wife tells the kids straight up, like, Jesus, you smell like ass. They're like, thank you, Mom.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.